Okay, good morning. Today's shiur is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Devera Shoshana Bas Chaver Elchanan and a Refuah Shleima for Avigail Esther Bas Efrat Tzipora. Shabbat Refuah Shleima B'Sech Shachal Yisrael. Thank you for that. Okay, today's shiur we are going to take a break. As we mentioned the past couple of weeks, we're going to take a break from the Lamatas Malachos. Bez Hashem, I would like to pick up with it at some point after Pesach when we could do Tzad and Hasheichet, perhaps Baina and Seisar. Also, I still want to discuss different halachas, what you're allowed to say on Shabbos, what you're allowed to talk about, what you're going to do after Shabbos, maybe things you're allowed to read on Shabbos, different aspects about different things around the house that are derabanan, that talking and Seichetzcha v'dabra darra, those I'd like to discuss, maybe Schar Shabbos as far as babysitters and things like that. We'll decide about that after Pesach. So for now, what we're going to do, just until we start the halachos of Chol HaMoed and some halachos of Pesach, we're going to learn the halachos of brachos. We're going to start. Brachos is a big topic, and we're not going to cover every aspect of brachos, only what I feel is nogeya practically for us. But we're going to jump right away into the lines then, and we're going to discuss a very intricate topic of what's called Shinui Makom. Shinu Makom, the reason why we're starting with this, one of the reasons why we're starting with this topic of Hilchos Brachos is because most of the questions that I've been asked over here in regards to Hilchos Brachos has been in regards to Shinu Makom, as far as coffees, and you make yourself a coffee before you leave to the shir, or when you go out in the car with a coffee, or you have a coffee, you make the coffee in the other room, and you make a shahakal in another room, and now you come in to this room. You have to make a new shahakal or not. Don't worry, you don't. I don't have to scare you. But that's one of the reasons why we're going to start with this topic. This goes under the heading of Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is Hey Yud Samach Ches. Hadas, Hey Dalet Ayin Saf. Now, Das, as most of you know, means knowledge, what you're thinking. And Hesach means an interruption. Hesach Hadas, an interruption of your Das, which means that when I make a bracha rishayna, when I make a first bracha, just started, when I make a first bracha, shahakol ha'eitz, hadama, before I eat, how long does that bracha continue for? Does that bracha continue no matter what, as long as I'm eating something with the same bracha rishayna? Or does that bracha ever get stopped, and then when I want to continue to eat, I need to make a new bracha? So Hesach Hadas means an interruption of your Das. If a person has a Hesach Hadas, then you need to make a new bracha if you want to continue eating. There are various situations of Hesach Hadas that makes it that now you need to make a new bracha. The one we're going to discuss today is what we call Shinui Makom. Shinui is Shin Nun Vav Yud, which means a change. A Makom, of course, means a place. So when you change your place, the Paiskim tell us, Chazal tell us, that every eating session, whether it's a meal or whether it's a snack, is delegated to a certain place, a certain spot. When you leave that place, when you leave that spot, that's possible that now that goes under the heading of a Hesach Hadas, an automatic stoppage of your first meal, of your first snack. Now, if I go somewhere else and I want to continue eating, I would need to make a new bracha. So that's what we're going to discuss today, the various situations, when do I need to make a new bracha if I change my place, because that would constitute a Hesach Hadas. There's other cases of Hesach Hadas which we'll discuss, Bez Hashem, a different time. But for today, we're going to discuss the halachos of Shinui Makom, of changing your place. So there's going to be many questions along the way. I'll take your questions, but we'll hopefully cover everything, and we'll have any questions if I don't cover it. If a person is eating something that the bracha rishayna is either shahakol, ha'eitz, or hadama. Shahakol, ha'eitz, or hadama. Basically, all those brachos are only the bracha achreina, the after bracha for such foods, are usually a barei nefashos. Those are just a barei nefashos. All the halachos we're about to discuss now are only for foods that are barei nefashos. As far as mizonos and birchas hamazon, we'll discuss that shortly. But first, we're going to discuss any food that the after bracha is a barei nefashos, which basically means shahakol, ha'eitz, and adama. As far as grapes and pomegranates, we'll also discuss that separately. But the halacha is that if a person is eating one of those types of foods, I'm in the middle of having a drink of apple juice, or I'm in the middle of eating a bag of potato chips, or eating middle of eating an apple or an orange, and then I leave the house, I go out, I am eating inside my house. Then all of a sudden, somebody is outside waiting for me. I go out to help my wife with the groceries, or you go out to the car to meet somebody, you go outside, or you go to the backyard to help your kids in the backyard. Somebody got hurt, or you want to push them on the swing, whatever it is, you go out. If you want to continue to eat, you must make a new bracha. Again, I'm talking about borei nefashos foods. If you go out, and then whether you continue to eat outside, or you return inside and you want to continue, you want to finish your bag of potato chips, you want to finish your apple, or your piece of chicken, or your lunch or supper, whatever you were eating that was a borei nefashos food, there the halacha is, you need to make, what are you making a face? I know it's a surprise, but a lot of people are making faces. This is a big surprise to people, but this is the aleph beis, that this is how we're starting, that if a person leaves the house, then the halacha is that you need to make a new bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is true even if you leave momentarily. Even if you leave just for a moment. It's clear, it seems that way, clear from the Mishnah Berurah's opinion in various Mishnah Berurahs and Bir Halachas, that the Chafetz Chaim's opinion was that even if you leave momentarily, even if you go out momentarily and then you return, you need to make a new bracha rishayna. We're going to stick with that halacha, that even if it's just for a moment, not everybody agrees to this, but that is the halacha. Very important to say that any time you feel like you need to go out, the Mishnah Berurah says, and many other places can stress very much, that you should try to avoid causing a shinui makom as much as possible. Meaning, even though it's true, like we just said, that if you go out and you help your kids on the swings, and then you come back inside, oh, that's a shinui makom, you have to go make a new bracha. Do not think that it's just a free-for-all. That, okay, I have no problem, I might as well just go outside. It's not really so necessary for me to go outside, but I could just go outside, and I'll come back, and I'll make a new bracha, not a big deal. It's not true. A person should try to avoid making a shinui makom as much as possible. And there are two reasons for this, very, very important. Two reasons. Reason number one is all the halachos of shinui makom are really not so simple. There's machlokeses. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings various machlokeses, various different opinions. There's many, many different opinions amongst the Rishonim and the Achrayim and the Paiskim nowadays as far as the Shinui Makom. So even if we say that, oh, when you go out and you come back in, you have to make a new bracha, or other exceptions, we're going to name many, many exceptions coming up. Oh, then in such situations, you do not need to make a new bracha. Do not think for a moment, the Mishnah Berurah already himself says this, do not think for a moment that it's just so simple. Oh, in this situation, you have to make a new bracha. In this situation, you don't have to make a new bracha. A person should avoid it as much as possible. There have been plenty of times, I know for me, that I know my wife is in Kosher Connection, and I know she's about to come home, and I'm going to have to help her, I want to help her with the groceries, but so I want to take a snack, I want to eat, so I wait, I'm not starving, and I wait till she comes home, she pulls up, I bring in all the groceries, and then I start eating whatever I'm eating. Again, I'm talking about all now borei nefashos foods. Then I start to eat. The best is to avoid shinui makom as much as possible. That is reason number one why it's best to avoid shinui makom, because all these halachos are not so simple. Reason number two, which sometimes is not so nageya, we'll discuss different situations. Reason number two is that perhaps a person would forget to make their bracha achrona. Every time a person eats a kezayis of food, which we need to discuss those halachos separately, anytime a person is obligated to make a bracha achrona, we all know that, first of all, people forget to make a bracha achrona, and that's not correct. A person needs to make a bracha achrona to thank Hashem for the food that they just ate. If a person leaves their house, chances are they'll get busy with something, or their mind will get distracted with other things, and that is just more of a chance that they're going to forget the bracha achrona. That is reason number two that the Rama says in the Mishnah Berurah that a person should avoid making shinui makom. But that is step number one. That is the basis that we're working from. If a person leaves their house and they come back in, they need to make a bracha achrona. Also, very important, which definitely some of you have asked me at some point. Even if a person has in mind, I'm sure that's all what you wanted to know. Let's say I have in mind, and then I know that I'm going to go out. Does that help? The halacha is going to be that if you are eating in your kitchen, I'm eating, let's say I wanted to start an apple. Where am I eating this apple? I'm eating this apple in my house. I'm eating the bag of potato chips in my house. Even though I know that my wife is going to come home soon and I'm going to go out and help her with the groceries, or I know that my son is going to ask me to push him on the swing in a moment, I know it's going to happen. But where am I eating? Where am I eating this bowl of soup? Where am I eating this coffee, this tea, this apple? I'm eating it in my kitchen. That's where I'm eating. Even if I have in mind that I'm going to go out, that does not change anything. Still, if I do go out and I return, I need to make a bracha rishayna, a new bracha rishayna. So now we're going to discuss separately. Let's say I eat it while I am leaving, not when I'm eating in my kitchen. I'm eating as I'm about to leave to a shir, as I'm about to leave.
You're eating it in your kitchen, but your kid wants you to push on the swing, and
you take your apple with you.
Okay, good. So that's, we're going to discuss various exceptions when I take my apple with me, when I'm still chewing it. Yeah, that's part, one of that's going to be some of the exceptions we're going to mention. But right now, I'm talking about a simple case where I'm not holding the food. I go out to help my kids, and I return. That is a shina makam, even if I knew that that was going to happen. Okay. Only questions on what we've said so far?
Yeah.
What
about a bracha achrona?
Very good. So there's a big machlokes whether when I return, do I first need to make a bracha achrona on what I ate before, assuming that I ate a kazayas. If I didn't eat a kazayas, of course there's no bracha achrona. So that's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. I think most of us here are Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim are not going to make a bracha achrona on what they ate previously. That's how the Ramah paskins, like the Rosh, that you do not make a bracha achrona, a burin of fashos, and then ha'etz on the rest of my apple. The halacha is you just simply make a new ha'etz on the rest of your apple. You do not first make a bracha achrona. If any Sfaradim listening, they would go with their Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that they would make a bracha achrona first, and then they would make a bracha rishayna.
Yeah.
If there isn't enough apple left for the bracha achrona on that, then you won't make a bracha achrona on the rest of your apple. We'll discuss situations of a kazayis and a suffix of a kazayis. Okay, just very quick, two more questions. Yeah.
Do you make a bracha achrona if you had enough? You want to finish it, but you're like walking out the door. Is it better than to make a bracha achrona
before you leave?
Yeah.
Definitely. But if you're going to go out to your kids, the best would be to make a bracha achrona. That bracha achrona is the classic hesech hadas. That is the ultimate hesech hadas, that I made a bracha achrona. The best would be you make a bracha achrona on your apple, on your half of apple that you know is a kazayis, let's say. We have to discuss how big is a kazayis. We have got to those halachos. And then when you come back, you'll make a new ha'etz on the rest of your apple. There are numerous exceptions to this shina makam. Again, so far we really only said one case, that I'm eating in my house, I leave my house, and I return to my house. There are many exceptions. Not all of these exceptions are agreed upon amongst all the paiskim. However, we have a rule that's called safek brachos lahakal. And many times, safek brachos lahakal is basically just an offshoot of what we call safek derabanan lekula. Anytime you have a doubt in regards to a derabanan, something that's not midiraisa, but it's only midirabanan, we are able to be lenient. Brachos, except for birchas hamazon, we have to discuss those halachas separately. For men, for women, is birchas hamazon, then midiraisa, midirabanan. But generally, all bracha rishainas, and almost, and abanar fashas for sure, are all midirabanan. Anytime you have a doubt whether you need to make a new bracha or not, so generally speaking, we're going to say safek derabanan lekula, and you do not make a new bracha rishaina. So we're going to say numerous exceptions, but again, even though not all these exceptions are agreed upon by everybody, but we have enough of a suffix, at least a suffix derabanan lekula, and you would not go ahead and make a new bracha in the following exceptions. However, again and again, I want to stress, just because we say, oh, this is one of the exceptions, since it's not so simple, a person should really try to avoid the following cases as much as possible. Just if the following cases do arise, because of a suffix, you would not make a new bracha. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, you're stepping outside your front door onto like a porch.
We'll discuss it right now. So again, I so far only said one simple case. I was indoors, I ate indoors, and I went totally outdoors to the car, to the swing set. That's the only case I've said so far. Now we're going to discuss very smart, and you're all being mechaven to all the different exceptions. Exception number one is if a person can still see the room where they made their bracha. Let's say I made my bracha on my apple in my kitchen. Then I go out to my swing set, and it happens to be, which truth is it does happen to be in my house, that from my swing set you can see straight into the kitchen. So the halacha is that since you can still see your kitchen, you can still see the room where you ate. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you don't even have to see the spot in the room where you made your bracha. As long as you could see any part of the room that you made your bracha in, then we say you are still connected to that area, to that place, and we say that you do not need to make a new bracha rishayna when you return. Perhaps if you already forgot and you already went outside, so maybe try to be careful and stay in focus, stay in vision of the room where you made your bracha, and then you would not need to make a new bracha rishayna. Again, this is not agreed upon by everybody, but there are enough paiskim that say this that we'll say that that is a that is still a connection that makes it that it's not a shinui makom, and when you return, you would not make a new bracha. Let's say the door is closed. So the halacha is that if the door is closed, then that shuts you off, that disconnects you, since you can't see anymore the place. Then you are disconnected. Depends on a window. Sometimes windows you could see straight through. Even if a window has like a glass that you could see straight through, and if it happens to be tinted and you can't see through, we say that's still enough of a connection. But if the door is closed and there is no way to see through, then that disconnects you. The place can tell us that even if a person, let's say, they need glasses, and for whatever reason they're not wearing their glasses right now, so they can't see inside. But technically, really, if they would have good eyesight, they would be able to see inside. We say that's still connected. We say that you're still connected to your place. Okay, even though you personally don't have good eyesight, so but that still makes it connect you, since theoretically you'd be able to see, and the door is open and the window, you are able to see. That is exception number one, that a person is still, we say it's still connected to their bracha, to where they were eating, and a person would not make a new bracha.
So if the door is closed,
If the door is closed, it will depend on your door. A lot of doors have a window on top, like a back door. If the door is closed and there's no windows and now you can't see the room anymore, so then that disconnects you. That disconnects you. When you come back inside, you want to continue eating. No one's forcing you to continue to eat. But if you want to continue eating, you would make a new bracha. But if the door has windows or the door was left open, especially if you're going in for a moment, the door is left open, a lot of times the screen door has a big window that you could see through, then you are not disconnected. That you're still connected.
If there's another window, that's fine.
Another window that you could see, but you have to be able to have always been in view of that room. If there was a window off to the side of the house and you went around to the side, but then for a moment you were disconnected because you weren't able to see through the back door or through that window till you went around to that area. It's negated by a sukkah. A lot of times if the sukkah is off to the side of the house, so you go out of the house, so again, not all of this is agreed upon, but a person needs to be careful. Again, we're talking about all Bar Nefasha's foods. We're going to discuss Mizonos and Hamotzi foods. But if you go out of the back and then you go around to your driveway, to the sukkah, there's a point where you're disconnected from your original bracha. Maybe, you know, for men, if they ate in the sukkah and then they go back inside the house and they want to go back outside to the sukkah, it's really not so simple. But for girls, you know, depends where they made the bracha. But if you end up going out to the sukkah, these are halachas that a person has to be cognizant of. It seems from the Minig Alma, this is a big discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, but the place can say for nowadays that exception number two is if you are still under one roof. If you are still in the same house, in the same building, you're in a chuppah, and you're eating by the smorgasbord, and then you go into the badeken, and then you go back. You're in school and you make the bracha out in the hallway, and then you go into the classroom to eat your lunch, and then you're schmoozing and you go back outside into the hallway. The place can tell us that nowadays, or in your house, and you make the bracha in the kitchen, then you walk to the dining room, to the playroom, upstairs, downstairs. The place can tell us that nowadays that is considered totally normal to be all in one house. We say that is all considered like one room. And if a person eats in one room, they make the bracha in one room, as long as they are under the same roof, a person does not make a new bracha when they return. Again, this is all not so simple, but the Paiskim say for sure that nowadays, many Paiskim, Rabbi Yashir, Rabbi Vosner, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, then nowadays it's normal, it's totally normal to go from room to room to room, back to the kitchen, back to this room. It's not like we have servants serving us like in the times of the Gemara, so therefore we say that that is not considered a shinui makom, and a person does not make a new bracha if they are all under the same room, under the same roof.
Is that considered one room for seeing your place?
As far as seeing your place, that's not considered one room. That's a different heter. As far as that's a different exception. As far as you see your place, so then you're still connected. Over here, when it's in the same house, even if you don't see it, we say that you are still connected. Since it's all under the same roof, we say that you're still connected and you do not make a new bracha rishayna. Yeah.
Can you make a bracha acharona in a different room?
We have to discuss that. Which bracha achronas need to be in its original place?
But I'm saying Baruch
Nefashos?
No.
A Baruch Nefashos does not have to be. This is exactly why we're discussing first Baruch Nefashos, because those don't need to be in your original place. That's why once you leave, you're disconnected. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that shortly. Another exception, which is what you asked before. We're saying now that if you're in the same house, you're under the same roof, then you are connected. The place can tell us that so too if you go to a porch, whether it's a front porch or a back porch, and there is a roof over your heads. If there's a roof over your heads, and that roof is what we call smuda labayas, it's still connected to the house. Many times the sukkah will be like that, that the schach is connected to the house, or your front porch, most of the times by front porches it's like that, that the roof is connected to the house, there's no space in between. A lot of times the back deck will have a roof on top, many times not. But if there's a roof on top, also the place can tell us that that is considered like all part of the same house, and that also is number three, exception number three, though it's really probably 2b, that that's all considered part of the house, and you do not make a new bracha rishayna. There's a big machlokas by a back deck that does not have a roof. And most back decks, I do believe, do not have a roof. If you have a back deck that is connected to your house, no schach, no sukkah or anything like that, but there's no roof on top, and then you go to your back deck and you go back inside, that is a big machlokas amongst the paiskim nowadays. I would tell you that because, again, of a suffix brachas lahakal, even in such a situation, you do not make a new bracha rishayna. But, again, like we said before, all cases should try to be avoided. Especially a back deck with no roof, which is even more problematic, more of a machlokas, that should for sure be avoided. And this is very nagea by a barbecue. Let's say a barbecue that you do not wash, because again, I'm talking about only Baruch Nefashos foods right now. So you're just having a steak or hot dogs or hamburgers or chicken without any hamotzi food. And then you wash in the kitchen, of course. And you go out to eat on the back deck. It's not so simple. You know, it's not so simple, but again, practically you would not make a new bracha rishayna.
But if you could see in, then it's simple.
If you could see in, yeah, so then that's true, right? A back deck, a lot of times you would see in, but it's not so simple, because even the seeing in is not so simple. But yeah, it makes it a little bit more simple. It makes it not as hard to rely on, because now you have the fact, you're right, that you could see inside. A lot of times the back deck, you could see the room where you made the bracha. You could see it, and it's connected to the back deck. So then, yeah.
Is an awning the same as a roof?
An awning is the same as a roof, yes.
Okay. Even if it's retractable?
Even if it's retractable, as long as it's open now, then now that it's open, meaning it's out, and now there's a roof on top of you, so then that's like the sukkah, that even though the schach is not there the rest of the year, but right now it is a roof over there, it is considered connected. Let's say you are having a picnic out in a park where there's no room, there's no walls around me. So I'm outside in a park, and I'm having a picnic. So again, I'm talking about only Baruch Nefashos foods. I'm not talking about Hamotzi foods or Mezonos foods. So a picnic. So there, where is my room exactly? I don't really have a room. I'm just out in the park or by a beach somewhere having a snack by wherever I am, outdoors. So over here, the halacha is that we say that as long as you could still see your place, then we say you are connected. Here there's no room aspect because I'm out wide open in the open in a park. But if there is, if my place where I made my bracha here, that's not like I could see the room because there's no room, but I could see the spot where I originally made my bracha. I go and I have a frisbee catch with my kid and then I go 100 feet away, but I could still see my place even if my back was to it when I was walking away. But theoretically, I'm still connected. I could just turn around and see my spot. There we say I am still connected, but a lot of times you go to a park and then you go around the bend to the swing set with your kids, then you no longer are in vision. Then if you return, you need to make a new bracha rishayna. By an amusement park, or you go to a huge farm, a cholamai trip, so technically those places have a fence around the area, a big, huge fence. I mean, of course, there's doors for people to get in where you pay, but those have a big fence around the area. Perhaps that would be considered one room. That is, not so simple. And I'm not sure if a huge, huge area, a farm, you go to some farm, a cholamai, acres, large, acres big, you know, and you go to some amusement park, you go to Great Adventure, wherever it is, and it's huge, and oh, but technically there is a fence around it, can that make it one room? I'm not 100% sure. How big is there? Is there a limit to this? Definitely the best would be to avoid it. If you're sitting down for a snack, and you're waiting for while your kids are on the roller coaster, and you're sitting on a park bench over there, eating a snack, finish it over there, make a bar nefashos, and don't walk around the park and trying to rely on your shahakal, your hadama, whatever it is, your haetz. Make definitely the best is to make your bracha over there. You should be saying tilim on the roller coaster. That's also true. Fine. Oh, your kid should be saying tilim for sure. Let's say, yeah, very quickly.
Drinking water on a hike.
Drinking water on a hike. Okay, so that's about to be the next exception. A very big exception is, we'll discuss this now, since you say it now, if what we call a holchei derech. Holchei derech is someone who is going on the road. If a person makes their bracha while they are in transit, while they are leaving the house, or getting ready to leave the house. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it doesn't have to be while you're physically actually walking out of the door, or while you're walking on a hike as you are physically walking. As long as you are getting ready to leave, or you're putting on your coat, you're putting on your jacket, or you know the carpool is about to show up, you just want to wash so you could continue to eat in the car, you're about to go on a trip and you want to eat a sandwich in the car, but of course you can't wash in the car, so you're eating at home, so you just, okay, I shouldn't say examples of hamotzi food just yet because I said I'm not going to discuss that, but you want to eat an apple in the car, you make the bracha as you're about to leave, a bottle of water as you're about to leave. There we say that you are never koveya makom in your original spot, even though I made my bracha inside my house. Since I made it as I was getting ready to leave, I do this all the time by a bris. I never, unless I know the family, I never stay by the bris, but I eat in my car. But where am I going to make my hamaitzi? Hamaitzi less than a kazayis is going to be the same as burn officials, so we'll get to that shortly. I make a hamotzi, I take a small bite of my bagel, and then I eat the rest in my car as I'm driving back home. Or you know, if it's out of Passaic, when I'm driving back to Passaic. Because even though I wasn't physically leaving, but I knew I was getting ready to leave, I just wanted to just wash before I leave, or say a couple more mazel tovs, and then I leave. There we say, I'm not confining my place to my original, confining my bracha to my original spot. Hold on, I'm going to have to hold off on questions, I'm sorry. So the example that many of you have asked me before, you come with your coffee in the summer, you come with the iced coffee, and you come to the shir. So where did you start off with your drink? Whether you bought it in a store or whether you made it at home, you started off at home or in your store. But you knew you were taking it to go as you were going to go into the car, as you're about to leave. There we say that your bracha is not confined to any place. Therefore, you're allowed to rely on that shahakal where you started, into your car, into a store, back into your car, then to the shir. Wherever you go, your shahakal covers you wherever you went. Could you never set your bracha to original spot? Not to be confused with what we said before. What we said originally was that even if you have in mind, it doesn't help. Over there was talking about where I am eating in my house. But I know that I'm going to help with the groceries soon. I know I'm going to go out to the backyard shortly. That doesn't help because my bracha, my eating, was over here. This example that we're saying that you do not make a new bracha rishayna is where I never set my bracha to my original spot. I made my bracha while I was getting ready to leave, or for sure as I was getting ready to leave. Or your example is a perfect example. I drink from a water bottle while I'm on a hike, so then I don't have to, like we said, by a picnic, I don't have to see my original spot because I made my bracha as I was walking on my hike, as I was traveling. By the picnic case, I sat over here. There, we say that you are not confining your bracha to any specific spot, and you do not need to make a new bracha. If a person has, which is what you asked before, if a person is continuously eating, let's say they're in the middle of chewing, and as they're chewing, they're walking out of the house. They see something they're needed outside, in the middle of chewing. There, the place can tell us that also, we say you are connected still to your original eating, and you do not have to worry about the fact, well, we have to talk about separately, about making a bracha with food in your mouth, but you would not anyways have to make a new bracha rishayna on the rest of your chew and the rest of your bite, because we say since you left the area, you left the house, left the room, while you were eating, we say that you are still connected to that original bracha and you do not need to make a new bracha. If you put, hold on 1 second, no, nothing to do with holchei derech, I made my bracha right over here, and then boom, my kid falls on the swing set, and now I need to go outside. If I'm still chewing, I don't have to worry about making a new bracha. If I'm holchei derech, then anyways, I don't need to make a new bracha. Another similar exception is, the place can talk about, Rav Meisha, the Chazanish, have a machlekes about this. Like I said, many things are machlekes, is if I am holding my food. Let's say I go out to help my kids, but I'm still holding my bag of potato chips. I'm still holding my apple. I'm still holding my food. It should really, really be avoided. However, if you do it, then I would tell you not to make a new bracha rishayna, because it is a machlokes and it is a safek. Again, I'm not talking about where you could still see original spot, because then anyways you have that leniency to rely on. You're going to your deck, when anyways you have that leniency. But I'm talking about without that. You go outside, if you're still holding your food, that is another machlokes discussed in the Paiskim. Again, it should always be avoided, but if you are holding your food, that is another case of a safek, that you would not make a new bracha rishayna if you do continue to eat. Anytime you have gum in your mouth or sucking candy, those are all cases of continuously eating. You're constantly eating. There's a discussion. Let's say I'm chewing. So we said, on the rest of your chew, you don't have to make a new bracha, right? But let's say, okay, if I'm holding it, then anyways I'm holding it. But let's say I wasn't holding it, but I take a new bite of my potato chips. Let's say someone else was holding the bag of potato chips and I'm leaving the house as I'm chewing. And then I take some more potato chips and I take another bite. There's a machlokes, since it's a new bite, perhaps I do have to make a new bracha. All of these situations are unclear in the Paiskim, and a person should definitely try to avoid it. But these are a few exceptions of a suffix that a person should be careful of. Another example, which is very, again, I'm going to have to hold off on questions. I'm sorry, I just want to make sure to finish this topic today. You go on a trip, you're traveling in the car, and you stop at a service area. And there's picnic tables by the service area. So you take out your lunch. You're trying to waste time on the trip anyway, right? So you take out on the trip, you take out a snack, and you take out some snacks, apples, potato chips, and some drinks, and you sit by the picnic table. You sit by the picnic table. Then it's getting late, and you want to go back into your car. If you made your bracha sitting at the picnic table, at those tables, you know, they have a lot of times by the service areas, the rest areas, they have tables. If you sit over there when you make your bracha, so you are kovei your makom to that table. If you get back into the bus, you know, into a camp trip or a school trip, you get back into the bus, and then you leave, you can't see your place anymore, have to make a new bracha, because your bracha was by the table. But if you go stop off at a service area and you just, you know, buy a soda and you make your bracha as you're leaving the service area and you're getting back into your car, so that is a whole chederach. You know, you have to know how you make your bracha. When you get off on your trip, how did you make your bracha? If you make your bracha while you were getting back into your car, while you're getting back onto the bus, then your bracha was never really confined to one place. It was as you left, and then you do not need to make a new bracha rishayna. Let's say you go to an ice cream store. We have no ice cream stores here in Pesach, but let's say you go to an ice cream store, and again, without a mezonos, with the cone, you're just getting the ice cream in a dish, and you make your shahakol in the ice cream store, and you want to continue the ice cream back in your car. It depends. How did you eat your ice cream? If you sat in the store with a couple of friends eating your ice cream, and then you said, okay, fine, let's just finish it in the car. We got to get going. So then you sat in the store. Now you go to your car, you have to make a new shahakal on your ice cream. But if you ate the ice cream as you were leaving the store while your friends were ordering or while you were just paying, you just, you know, make a shahakal and eat, but you were just, your coat was on, you never took off your coat, you're about to get into the car, you're about to leave, there you never confined your bracha to a specific spot and you would not have to make a new bracha. A person always has to be cognizant. I always say that Hilchos Brachos is definitely one of those areas where you always have to be constantly thinking about the halacha. How did I make my bracha? What did I have in mind? And that was the halachos for Borei Nefashos foods. I'm going to hold off on questions, okay? Sorry. These are all by foods, as I keep on saying, these are all by foods that are Borei Nefashos foods. The reason why all of this is by foods that are Borei Nefashos foods is because, as you pointed out before, the halacha is that a Borei Nefashos, bracha achrona, does not need to be in your original place. Does not need to be in your original place. If I eat an apple over here, I finish my apple, and then I leave, and I go to yeshiva, or I go to a store, and then it goes, oyvei, I never made my bracha achrona. So we have to discuss, Bez Hashem, hopefully next class, we'll discuss how many minutes do I still have to make my bracha achrona? Let's say I remember from a half hour ago. Let's say I remember an hour ago. We'll discuss that separately. But the halacha is that a Borei Nefashos does not need to be in your original spot. You do not need to go back to your place. Therefore, by Borei Nefashos, therefore, once I do leave my place, I am considered disconnected from my place. So unless I have one of these exceptions, one of these many exceptions that we mentioned, once I do leave my place, since it's only Borei Nefashos, I am disconnected from my original spot and I need to make a new bracha rishayna if I want to continue eating. However, by Berchas HaMazon and by Al HaMichya, the halacha is that those brachos need to be in your original place. We have to discuss exceptions. Let's say I'm very far away and it's very inconvenient. We'll get to that separately. But technically speaking, a Birchas HaMazon and Alamichya need to be in your original space. When you wash by a Shabbos Suda and you're sitting on the couch, you should pick yourself up and tell your daughters to pick themselves up, and they sit back by the table where they made their Hamotzi, where they ate. They need to make the Bracha Chrona where you ate. Therefore, by any of these foods, by Hamotzi or Birchas or Alamichya food, if you ate a Kazayis, which means that now you're obligated in a bracha achrona, even once you left your place, we say that you are still connected to your original spot. Because since, halachically, you are obligated to return, we say that even when you went outside to help with the groceries, even when you went outside to help your children in the backyard, or you went to the swing set in your picnic to go somewhere far away and you can't see your place, but since halachically you are bound to come back to your spot, we say that you never left your spot. And therefore, a person does not make a new bracha rishayna when you continue to eat. Let's say I'm eating a Shabbos Suda, where I washed, of course, and I had a kazayis of challah, and then I need a corkscrew, or I need chrein, and I go next door to my neighbor, and I leave my house, and I go next door to borrow some chrein, or to borrow a corkscrew, and then I return to my original spot, I do not make a new bracha rishayna, because since I ate a kazayis of hamaiti, I was halachically bound to my original place, so halachically it's considered as if I never left. Again, do not just simply go ahead and rely on this. This is a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We pass, and you do not make a new bracha rishayna. Sfaradim for sure should try to avoid this, but even Ashkenazim should preferably try to avoid such a case. But if that does happen, a person does not make a new bracha rishayna if it was a birchas hamazon food or it was an alamichya food. It's more accurate to say birchas hamazon and alamichya, not mezonos, because if you had rice, since rice is borei nefashos, when you leave your place, you are not bound to your original spot, even though it was mezonos, but the point is because of the bracha achreina. Since it's bracha achreina on rice is borei nefashos, which Bez Hashem will discuss at a different point when we discuss the halachos of mezonos, and mezonos rolls and pizza and all those halachos, we'll get to that eventually, Bez Hashem. But anything that's borei nefashos, you are considered disconnected. So as far as which foods need to be in your original place, like we keep on saying, Birchas HaMazon for sure needs to be in your original place. Al HaMichya also we say needs to be in your original place. There's a machlokas, all of this is a machlokas, but there's a machlokas in regards to the Zayin Minim. Meaning not cakes and cookies, but grapes, pomegranates, and dates. So those items, if you had a kazayas of those items, or perhaps a beria, we'll have to discuss those halachas separately. So there, if you had lots of grapes, and then there's an opinion that since it's from the Zayin Minim, Eretz Chita Sayer, Geffen, Tein, Evrim, and Eretz Hashem, and Udvash, those items, then also there are some opinions that you need to return to the original spot. Also, since it's a suffix, since there is one opinion that says that you have to go back to the original spot for those foods as well, then even once you leave, we say you are still connected. Definitely that should be avoided by the Zayin Minim, but because there's only one opinion brought in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that you have to return, but also because of a suffix, if you left, you do not make a new bracha rishayna if you want to continue eating those grapes. Very important, like we just said, because this is dependent on the bracha achrona that you need to return, if you had a hamotzi or an alamichya food, a brachas hamazon or an alamichya food, but you had less than a kazayas, if you had less than a kazayas, then that does not make you bound to your original spot, because less than a kazayas, we'll discuss those halachas separately more, but less than a kazayas, you don't have to make a bracha achreina. You're not allowed to make a bracha achreina. So therefore, you are not bound to your original spot. So if I take one bite of my challah by the Shabbos Suda, and then I realize, oh, I want to go get my chrein, and then I go to my neighbor, there, I should not do that, because then I would have to make a new bracha rishayna, because since I didn't eat a kazayas, that does not bind me to my original spot. That's clear? Very important, not to be confused to what I said before that I do all the time. If a person is a holchei derech, they just want to take a bite of a bagel, while they're about to eat, and they're going to eat the rest of the bagel in the car. There, if Moshe Feinstein seems to say, and it makes a lot of sense, and Mishnah Berurah sounds like this, that here, you do not need to have a kazayas. Where's that coming from? Somebody else? Okay, well, that's not from one of these. There, you do not need to have a kazayas. Okay, again, what I'm saying is the following. When we said that if I'm eating in place A and I leave, if I had less than a kazayas of a birchas hamazon food, then we say I'm disconnected from my spot. But by a holchei derech, over there I just want to make a bracha rishayna and then I'm going to eat while I'm on the road. There I do not need to have a kazayas of Hamotzi food. And the reason is because by Hoche Derech, I didn't set my original bracha to any area. So if I want to do that, I want to make just a Hamotzi, take a small bite of my bagel, and then eat the rest of my car. I do not have to have a Kazayas. Even though we said when you have less than a Kazayas of Hamotzi, you're disconnected. But that's when I ate in my original spot. But if I am a Hoche Derech, if I'm just going on the road, even if I had less than a Kazayas, I never set my original place, my original bracha, to any specific spot. Even if I was sitting, right? Even if I was sitting. If I knew I was about to leave, I just want to make a bracha, and I know someone's waiting for me, I know my carpool's about to come, there I do not set my original place. There is another exception which is very important that I'm sure some of you have heard of, and it is the following. Let's say you are eating around a table with a group of people. You're eating around a table with a group of people. When you leave your place, if there are still people at the table, then we say, since it's impolite to just walk out and not return, everybody's expecting you to return. So we say that also keeps you connected to your original spot. So maybe my example of taking a bite of the challah and go borrowing some chayin is not a good idea, because a Shabbos Suda, probably there's people sitting around the table anyway. So anyways, I would be still considered connected to my original place. But let's say I didn't have a kazayas of Hamotzi food. I'm sitting around a bowl of chips, a bowl of popcorn. I tell this to my students, a perfect example, because, you know, they have some friends over and they study together for a test, for a halacha test, and they tell me that the main part of studying is the snacks. So you have the popcorn, you have some drinks, and they're sitting around the table having some snacks, and they're sitting together, and then one of them goes out to the house, you know, to a neighbor for something. And then they return, even though it's just potato chips and popcorn and drinks, there they do not need to make a new bracha rishayna. Because since they had friends sitting around the table, even if it's just one friend remaining, and even if it's a child, if long as they were eating with you and they were sitting together, there we say that you are still connected to your original spot and you do not make a new bracha rishayna. This is only if those other people were eating with you. If it happens to be somebody else was in the kitchen, you were eating an apple, and somebody else was in the kitchen doing the dishes or doing homework or doing something else in the kitchen, but they weren't eating with you, then the fact that, oh, somebody else was with me at the table, that is irrelevant. That doesn't bind me to my original spot. I think that's logical. It's only if we were eating together and we're eating around the bowl of potato chips, or we were all eating ice cream around, let's say that example, you're eating in an ice cream shop, you're all sitting and you're eating ice cream either in a dish or with a cone, and you didn't eat the cone yet, you didn't make a Mizonos, you didn't have a Kazayas or the Mizonos yet, and you go out to the car just to put a quarter in the meter. So now you return. Since there are other people sitting there and they're waiting for you, of course you're going to come back. So we say also you are connected to your original spot. Okay, I think that basically covers what we need to know in regards to Shini Makom. It's probably a little bit more to talk about, but every situation a person needs to know. Where am I sitting? What did I have in mind when I made my bracha? Was I sitting over here or was I in transit? Are people with me? What food is it? Was it a Bernefashas food or is it an Al-Mikha or Berchas HaMazon food? Did I have a Kazayas or did I not have a Kazayas? Many situations where a person constantly needs to be on guard. But again, I stress. Oh, there's one other halacha I need to say. I stress that a person needs to be careful and try to avoid these situations as much as possible. One last halacha, and then we'll stop. It's very important. Let's say I had a Hamotzi food, and we said if I ate a Kazayas of Hamotzi food, I'm still bound to my original spot. But let's say I'm eating chicken or chont, which is shahakal. Or chont, let's say there's no barley in the chont. Or let's say I'm eating a filter fish, which is shahakal. So we say everything is subordinate, everything is tuffel to my Hamotzi food. Since I have to come back for my Berchas HaMazon, so then even though I want to continue eating cholent, I want to continue eating chicken, I want to continue eating chicken soup, so that's not Hamotzi, but it doesn't make a difference, because since I have the Berchas HaMazon that I need to return because of that, so even if I want to eat other foods that are tafel to the challah, I still don't have to make a new bracha rishayna on the rest of my chicken soup. What gets complicated is by Mizonos. Let's say I had a Kazayas of pretzels, right? And I go out, so I need to return, right? So I don't make a new Mizonos on the rest of my pretzels, correct? But let's say I was also in the middle of drinking a cup of apple juice. So do I need to make a new shahakol on the rest of my cup of apple juice? As far as the apple juice is concerned, I did not need to return, because that was a burning nefashos. But since I was also eating pretzels, and I had a kazayas of pretzels, so I need to return because of my alamichya. Do I need to make a new shahakol on my apple juice? You got the case? Meaning a new mezonos on my pretzels, I don't have to, because I made a mezonos. I made a mezonos with the kezias of the pretzels. But do we say the shahakol also doesn't need a new bracha because I was bound to my spot because of my mezonos food? That is a big machlokes. As you know what I'm about to say, it should be avoided. In such a situation, if it does happen, a person would not make a new shahakol on their apple juice because they do have to return because of their alamichya food. But again, that should definitely try to be avoided. I think I covered everything. Bez Hashem, next time we'll discuss a different area of Halchas Brachos, maybe Hesach Hadas or other areas important of Halchas Brachos.